The BBC had this idea to do 10 commandments of country music. But, you know, I break a lot of rules in music. So it was very interesting to start thinking about what in my particular repertoire could fall into certain commandments. I think we all need some kind of rules to help us even when we want to break those rules.
So they're not in any particular order, these commandments, except I tried to make a set list that seemed to work pretty good. And the first commandment of country is remember to always take the keys to the highway. I thought that was clever. I don't know. I guess it didn't. Anyway, being that country music has so much to do with the fact that we can't wait to leave and get on that highway and go to where we think we should be, and then we spend the rest of our lives trying to get back to where we started from. That's a big theme in country music. Everybody, thanks for coming out. That first song that we did, Snowing on Raton, is a Townes Van Zandt song that was an outtake from an album I did a few years ago. And that's the first time we ever performed it for an audience, Snowin' on Raton.
Snowin' on Raton was actually what gave me the idea for the commandment, because so much of country music is infused with this idea of leaving to get to where you think you should be, and then you spend most of the rest of your life trying to get back to something that you feel that you've lost. So there's that lost highway theme.
So another commandment of country is to tell a good story. And there's just about nobody that tells a better story than Merle Haggard. It's a Merle Haggard song. A canvas covered cabin in a crowded labor camp. Stand out in this memory I revive. 'Cause my daddy raised a family there with two hard working hands. And tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed something better, and my mama's faith was strong. His kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. This particular song, Mama's Hungry Eyes, tells a story that came out of the Depression era, you know, about the hard times. It might come from his own personal experience, or it might be something he was aware of, other people's situations, but I thought this would be a good song for this particular evening when we're doing commandments, and this certainly illustrates Tell a Good Story. One of the probably biggest themes in country music, and therefore one of the Ten Commandments, or Ten Observations, is that love hurts. I command to you that love hurts. If love didn't hurt, there would be no country music. actually, the song we're going to do for you right now is probably breaks one of the big cardinal rules of country music that Harlan Howard set forth, which was country music is three chords and the truth, and which is pretty good. Good, Harlan. This really has way more than three chords, but it's such a good song, and it's about love hurting real bad. But it was written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. So, the day breaks, your mind. Before we go any further, we're going to be up here in a very intimate situation in this whole room here. So I wanted to introduce you to everybody. We've got a fellow who's playing banjo and mandolin and guitar and doing some great vocals. This is Keith Little over here. And over here on fiddle and mandolin and vocals, this is Ricky Simkin. And back on the bass, a fellow I've known for a long time. He was originally in a band called The Seldom Seen that I did a lot of sitting in with and picking with in Washington, D.C. Before that, he was in a band called The Country Gentlemen. You bluegrassers out there might know about that great band. This is Tom Gray. And also an alumna of the Seldom Scene and a man who probably brought respectability and virtuosity to the Dobro. This is the one and only Mike Aldridge. So, you know, under that category of Love Hurts, there's an awful lot of songs. Most of them are real, real slow, but there's a few medium tempo ones too. This is actually one of my favorite songs of all time. It's an old traditional song, but I just love the words. They're so desperately sad. And anyway, we're going to do it's called Rough and Rocky. Oh, yeah, and we're featuring. We actually have some banjo on this. How sad can it be? Hey.
Hey.
Oh, well, anyway. Darling, I have come to tell you, though it almost breaks my heart, but before the morning, darling, we'll be many miles apart. stripped down to just a couple of musicians on this, which has to do with my fourth commandment, which is always remember that less is more.
It's almost like that is kind of the test for a good song. If it can work almost with just one instrument and a vocal, then you know you've got a good song. It's almost like grabbing a wave and riding it all the way to the shore. If you just trust that song, trust it, it'll get you to where you want to go.
Next commandment, Emmy's next commandment of country. It's, you know, I'm really not into this commandment thing. It's more like suggestions. You know, I'm more of a, you know, new age kind of person here, I guess. But anyway, the only way I could really word it was, you know, help yourself to tradition. Don't be afraid of dipping into that well of really wonderful, especially spiritual songs. And it doesn't matter, you know, whether you believe everything they say. You're not preaching, you know, you're just singing. And there's such an amazing wealth of beautiful lyrics and melodies back there. It really will enrich you listening or singing. So we're going to try a beautiful traditional song called Bright Morning Stars.
bright morning stars are rising, bright morning stars are rising, bright morning stars are rising.
I just came across a quote recently that religion is not the opiate of the people, it's the poetry of the people. And I really believe that about these songs, and I believe that they somehow infuse us with something good on our soul journey, whether or not we believe the exactness of the message or not. And it's just an extraordinary body of work, and I think everybody needs to know a few spirituals.
Deep water, look at the wide river, oh, hear the
write what you know. I can't really imagine doing anything else, but this song that I wrote with Kimmy Rhodes, she's a wonderful singer-songwriter from Austin, Texas. She came over to my, and we're both mothers of grown children. She came over to my house to write, and she said, I've started this song. I want this as a birthday present to my son who is turning, I don't know, 40 or something. No, not that old. But. Anyway, this is about your deepest wish as a parent, that your children will find love and deep joy and peace and happiness in their life. Here's a wishing well. Here's a penny for any thought it is that makes you smile. Every diamond dream, everything that brings love and happiness through your life. Here's a rabbit's foot, take it when you go, so you'll always know you're safe from home. Wear your ruby shoes when you're far. Because of what you are, even in the deepest dark, because your aim is true. And if I could only have one wish, darling, then it would be this: love and happiness for. There's a way to turn the straw to gold. Here's a rosary, count on everything with a prayer to keep the hope you hold. You will always have a lucky shines because of what you are, even in the deepest dark, because your aim is true. And if I could only have one wish, darling, then it would be this: love and happiness. If I could only have one wish, darling, then it would be this: love and happiness for you. Coming up to a commandment that I've always had, even when I didn't know it was part of the Ten Commandments. It was always a little rule I had for myself, which was always do a waltz. It doesn't matter if your set is three songs long. God will know if you don't do a waltz. The world needs waltzes. It needs really good, strong waltzes. And this is, I think, one of the strongest as far as lyrically. And it's actually, I heard that it was written about Los Angeles. It's called Sin City. And anyway, this is a great apocalyptic waltz. This old town's filled with sin. It'll swallow you in if you got some money to burn. Take it home right away. You got 3 years to pay, but Satan is waiting. Thank you very much. The next commandment, as I say, these are more, you know, suggestions, but the 10 suggestions just doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? Two voices are better than one. Three voices, lots of harmony, a real integral part of country music, I think. This is a song that's always was written as a duet. Graham Parsons and Chris Hillman, always done as a duet. And Ricky and I are going to do it, and Keith's going to add a little bit of a third harmony. And it also had, I should have also said, always do a shuffle, but I only had 10. I only had 10 commandments. So two voices are better than one, and always do a shuffle. Come to our ninth commandment. Well, it's not really a commandment, it's just a fact that we can't get away from, which is that death comes to us all, and a lot of material in country music deals with that grim fact. But somehow I think it's there's some kind of comfort in those songs. Always an element of hope, and somehow makes us embrace life even more. actually a very cheerful person. It's just, all those songs, they're the best songs. They're the most moving and they're the deepest and they, I guess, hit closest to the bone. But this is, I'm kind of squeezing the song into the category of Death Comes to Us All. I think this is an extraordinary piece of writing. It's really mainly a love song to life and to the world. And a lament to somebody who somehow just couldn't stay around. See what you lost when you left this world. What you lost when you left this world, this sweet old world. The breath from your own lips, the touch of fingertips, the sweet and tender kiss. Last commandment is always have a song to go out on. It's always nice to have an up-tempo rocker. And as far as I'm concerned, nobody ever rocked harder than Bill Monroe. That's where this song comes from. Thank you. Thank you so much. There's Keith Little over there. Ricky Samkin. Tom Gray. And Mike Aldrich. This idea to do a show of the Ten Commandments of country music.
It makes you think about music in different ways. You know, it appealed to me. I like to put things, place things in categories. So, you know, birth, death, longing, loss, salvation. Broken hearts, you know, joy. I mean, it's there's nothing really clever about it. It's just life, you know, laid right out on the plate for you.
Thank you so much.